Finance with Scott Haywood. I need some money. At Rams, home loans are what we do. Search Rams Home Loans today.
And Scotty Haywood is here, the finance guru. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Gareth. And I think you forgot his dinosaur park in Coolum.
That's
you,
right. So busy. Yeah.
he tried to build a Tyrannosaurus Rex or something anyway.
That's what you can do when you earn $1 million a day out of iron ore royalties in Western Australia.
Yeah, well, I think he's paid a lot of that back too. And I think he's also got a tax bill that's going to creep up on him, plus a legal bill. I don't think he's paid either.
I think he'll be fine. With $1 million a day, I think he'll be able to pay both of those commitments.
Very good. Well, I think retirees should be happy today because I think our market's going to open about 12 points higher in an hour or so time. The market is waiting in Wall Street to see what their US inflation report is, which will be Friday night our time for May. If that's relatively flat, that means that interest rates will probably remain low for longer, and all the hype about inflation, if it's higher than expected, then that'll probably bring the market back down. So all eyes are on that. So a pretty flat night from the Dow Jones and the S&P 500. The NASDAQ marginally up 0.3%. But a couple of things that caught my eye, Gareth, was Bitcoin. Bitcoin fell near US $31,000 overnight. That means if you had bought it 30 days ago, you've now lost 45% of your money. So it's actually up 10% for the year. But that's a big drop. When we're all talking about the hype of Bitcoin when it was more than $60,000 US for one coin, it's now tumbled 45%. And the other business that's interesting, which again, this was a word if you are taking the kids to school or something, Zoom normally describes the speed of a car or an aeroplane. But in the last 12 to 15 months, Zoom video communications has been the way the globe has communicated as they have been restricted in travel. Now, in October last year, they hit a record high of $588.84 a stock. Well, yesterday they have slipped to $341. So they've fallen more than $250 from their 52-week high in just over 8 months. So that's interesting because as America and Europe start to come out of the lockdown and start to maybe have more impersonal, more meetings that are personal with actual people rather than with computer screens or tablet screens, that the Zoom business might not be as popular as it once was when the pandemic in America was at its height. So it's very interesting. So we've seen Bitcoin come back just in the last month, and we've seen Zoom nearly halve in the last 9 to 10 months as people, as I suggested, with the pandemic maybe moving away from virtual communication to more interpersonal communication.
I think the thing that Bitcoin's been fascinating is that news that US authorities managed to claw back about $2 million worth of the ransom payments that were made in Bitcoin for that pipeline attack. And I think that spooked a few people who somehow thought that Bitcoin was independent of government and independent of the reach of the authorities. Well, obviously not the case.
Yeah, that was interesting. That was the Colonial Pipeline where the ransomware got their 5 million bitcoins, and as you suggested, that's correctly been clawed back. I think the reason that was paid so quickly was because it was significantly a lower amount of money compared to what they probably could have got. But again, US authorities and technology these days, as we learnt last night.
Well, yes.
They're all over everything.
ANOM. We're going to talk more about that with the police commissioner after 7:15. Stock to watch today, Scotty?
6PR Breakfast. Hashtag the stock to watch is Imricor Medical Systems. Now, it's a US-based medical device company that seeks to address current issues with X-ray and MRI, which means magnetic resonance imaging. It sells the medical devices used in heart surgery with incorporating an X-ray and an MRI. It's believed to be the first company in the world to develop this cardiac device, but sales have been very poor in Europe and the US through lockdown. So their 52-week high is $2.94, 52-week low $1.45, last trading at $1.52. So you are getting them at the bottom of the cycle. But I think as we just suggested with technology and something like a Zoom and people coming out of lockdown, people will start to get more medical improvements to their health. They'll start to get more radiation treatment. They'll start to become more active patients in hospitals rather than just being COVID test tube bubbies. So I think that sales will improve in America and Europe. So yeah, it's a different business, only a very small cap, but I think it's worthy of being the 6PR Breakfast. Hashtag the stock to watch. The code is IMR. Not necessarily saying buy it. I think just keep an eye on it as it is near its 52-week lows, trading at $1.52.
Good on you, Scotty. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Gareth.